24 minutes away from 10 o'clock, it's time for my Finally Friday conversation. Grant Vormans joins me in studio now for our little chat today. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning, Jeff.
If the ladies were going to want to have a night out in the town in Harrison, where would they go on a Friday night?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, the best place to go is Nutsies.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yes. Great place. Kevin and Bonnie are awesome.
So, ladies, if you're looking for a night out in Harrison tonight, Nutsies is the place to be, and I'll bet it's a good time out there at Nutsies. Good fish fry, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, you got to have a good fish fry on Friday
night. Great food, great drinks.
So, Grant Vormans, you are born and raised in the little town of Harrison.
Yeah, absolutely. So, actually, my great-grandfather is an immigrant from the Netherlands.
Okay.
So, he's been, you know, he came in, I think it was 1911.
Okay.
That he came to Harrison. So, my family's been there ever since.
And as we were talking off-air, this history of Harrison has kind of been a lifelong project for you. So, let's go back. The new book we're going to talk about, but this is the second edition. So, let's go back. What got you going on the first edition? How old were you, and why did you decide to write a book at such a young age?
So, originally, it started when I was in high school.
Okay.
My literature teacher was Mrs. Stiff, and she was teaching for quite some years, so I'm sure a lot of people remember her.
Okay.
But she tasked us with a project. She wanted us to do a research paper. So I said, well, what would be a good topic? And I loved history. My grandpa was always telling me about the local history. So I said, well, I'm going to put together a research paper on the history of Harrison. So that's how it started. But then it didn't stop there after I had that paper finished. Then I went to just constantly digging up more information because it really kind of triggered a lot more interest. So I just kept researching and talking to people. So I gathered all this information. And someone had said, well, why don't you write a book? And I'm like, I don't know. But I finally did and put it together, and there was a lot of interest from a lot of folks in the area.
And people enjoyed that first book, and people have been bugging you ever since. When are you coming out with the next one?
Yeah, exactly. So I had a limited number of copies. I was in college. It was a low budget. You know, so I sold the copies. They didn't take very long to sell. But then over the last 10 or more years, people have been asking, can I get another copy? And I didn't have any more copies, and I didn't really want to print my original version because I had so much more information.
Okay.
And, you know, technology is so much better for printing and all my pictures. I just had so much more, so I wanted to do a better quality copy. So that's where the second edition comes in.
So oftentimes people won't do the second edition until they see the first edition, but they're not going to miss anything. They'll be able to pick right up with the second edition and not really feel like they're missing anything from before.
Absolutely. Okay. So basically, this book includes everything that was included in the first edition, plus a whole lot more.
Got it. You said your great-grandfather came over in 1911-ish.
Yes.
Did you ever get to know him? I'm trying to do the math in my head. I'm not positive how old you are, but I'm thinking, did you ever get to spend any time with your great-grandpa?
No, actually, okay. He was killed in a tragic accident. That's laid out in the book, a story in there. But I did get to spend time with a lot of... There was actually three Vormans brothers that came over from the Netherlands, and there was one that remained in the Netherlands.
Okay.
So I've got to spend a lot of time with family here and over in the Netherlands.
Okay.
I visited a couple of times and talked to family over there.
I have great memories of spending time with a couple of my great-grandpas. I got to know them, and I was around long enough, and they were along. The best stories ever come from great-grandpas and grandpas and grandmas. I think all the best stories you're ever going to hear as a kid come from those people, and I would just sit there riveted. Great-grandpa Ballard used to tell us about how this big old farmhouse got started, the homestead and all the stuff that used to be on the farm back in the day, and then how he gave a lot of that land away. Some of the best stories I ever heard were from... While I was being hollered at from great-grandma when I was up in the apple tree too high, Grandpa would tell me all these stories about how everything, and I just was riveted by that stuff. Sounds like you were the same way.
Same thing, yes. Yeah. My grandfather, actually, he was born in 1913, so he had a lot of stories and actually gave me a lot of this content in the book.
Let's talk the name of the book, the Harrison History, Over 130 Years of Logging, Farming, and Bootlegging.
Correct.
Quite a colorful past.
Yes.
I still remember the first time I was ever in Harrison. I used to come up north all the time, and usually up to Eagle River, Minocqua area. And on Highway 17, where it comes off of Highway 51, mm-hmm. we would take that to get into Rhinelander. And I was always intrigued. What's off to the west? As I'm going up Highway 17, I would see Hilts Lake Road, and I've heard of the Harrison Hills. It took a long time before I decided, you know what, I got plenty of time to kill. I'm just going to go west off of Highway 17. I'm going to go through Harrison. One of the best drives, one of the best left-hand turns I've ever made, because the first time I saw the Harrison Hills and the way the roads roll through the hills and the lakes, and it is one of the most gorgeous drives anywhere in the, as far as I've seen in this country.
Absolutely. And even the, like the ATV, the snowmobile trails, some of the best in the state. Just beautiful country. And something about the way the glaciers came through, it left all the steep hills and all those little pothole lakes.
Yeah.
It's just a gorgeous area.
And I would encourage anybody that's never been through, take that drive, and you'll be glad you did. So what's in this book, second edition of The History of Harrison? Now, what specifically are people going to be really open their eyes to and think, really, that happened here?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because the beginnings of Harrison, it's a double township, so the beginnings really start with logging, like most communities in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of pine, big pine in the area, and then there was a sawmill built on two little lakes. So that was kind of the center of the town, and then with all these logging operations, they needed immense amount of labor. So there was a lot of people, a lot of immigrants, people looking to, young people mainly, to, you know, build a life. So that's how it started. And then once all the pine was cut, the logging company moved on, actually moved north to Arborvitae.
Okay.
So then there was this cut off land, and there was a local priest that tried to get, he was from Belgium, and he actually is the one that started St. Mary's Church.
Okay.
And he tried to get some of the folks in Belgium and Netherlands that they were struggling with politics and poor economic conditions to come over here. So he was the reason that little area in Harrison was kind of a concentration of Dutch and Belgian settlers, immigrants.
Now, you said he started St. Mary's Church. You mean St. Augustine in Harrison?
No, St. Mary's.
Oh, St. Mary's here in Tomahawk.
Yeah, so he was a local Catholic that was really kind of invested into trying to build a big Catholic community, both here in Tomahawk and out in Harrison as well.
Okay.
He actually purchased a lot of cutover land and would sell it to the immigrants.
So when the loggers came and did what they did, what happened next? Once the next part of the history and the evolution of Harrison, what came after the loggers?
Well, basically the immigrants started filtering in and cleaning up the land and use it for farming.
Okay.
So they were just a lot of names in the area like Amelsies, Swans, Shunies, Vormans, Vandervoorts, Vandersandens, Van Ryans.
I saw some Winkers in the book there,
Winkers,
too.
Winkers, yes. Yeah. So, all of them, you know, they came to the area and kind of built this Catholic community to support each other and build a new life.
Lots of kids and lots of cows.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the way Harrison started and kind of gone on from there. That's one thing you don't see a whole lot of up north. Once you get up north, you kind of leave the farm country behind. But we combine it right up north up here with the farm country and the woods and all the lakes and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Kind of a nice combination.
Yeah, and it was a good concentration of farms in the area. I think at one time there was about 52 farms just in that Harrison Township. And there was a cheese factory.
Really?
So a lot of that milk came right to the cheese factory, and they made some great cheese.
And times have changed as people started to get off the farm, coming into town here and other places around the state, I would assume. All that heritage just spread out all through the state and all through the country.
Correct. Yep.
What about the bootlegging history? Now, I didn't know that came this far south. Coming from Eagle River, I was very familiar with all the bootlegging that happened up there back in the day and heard lots of cool stories. Bootlegging had some foothold here in the Harrison area too, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think It's pretty common during Prohibition that a lot of people were making their own alcohol. But there was actually a farm out in Harrison that had a barn that was a convenient location. So there was a couple big stills constructed in that barn. So basically this equipment filled up the barn, and They used it for making alcohol that got shipped to, you know, Chicago, Milwaukee, Minneapolis. And it was raided, of course,
okay,
after the authorities found out about it. And at the time, it was the biggest still they found in the state that they had recorded.
See, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. How do they keep that thing a secret for so long?
Well, I think it was, I don't really know. I think it was because it was a barn way back, and they just kept, you know, as few people out of it as possible. But, you know, people like the town chairman were involved because they helped construct decent roads.
Okay.
You know, and help figure out
just to get the booze in and out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny. You never know the origins of some of the things that we take for granted nowadays. We need to get the booze out easier. We need better roads.
Need a good road.
Boy, that's quite a story. Just a few of the stories here. Now, Grant, I'm going to assume there's a lot more stories like these that we've already talked about. I don't want to give them all away. I want people to want to really go and get this book. As far as folks from that were born and raised here, you got to get the word out to the folks that aren't here anymore about this book, because I think that's where there's going to be a lot of other interest. So how are you distributing this book? How are you getting the word out besides coming on the radio and talking to me?
Well, I've done a couple talks. You know, it's mainly word of mouth.
Okay.
You know, people that have seen the first edition, they wanted another one, but so there's interest out there. So I've done a lot of word of mouth, but I do have it available at Nutsy's. So
okay,
if you go in and see Bonnie and Kevin, she can get you a copy, and also do have a website. That's it's theharrisonhistory.com.
Okay, theharrisonhistory.com.
Yep.
So all right.
Make a purchase there, and I'll ship it out to you.
I would think this is going to be a great gift for people that, like for especially the older generations that are still here and their kids have spread out. This would be a great thing to give at Christmas time for all the kids and all the kinfolk that aren't here no more.
Absolutely. And one of my big motivators behind this is I wanted to make sure all this history was recorded.
Okay.
Because so much of it, even what I've found, is kind of lost or faded just because a lot of people have, you know, those stories that people have had haven't been recorded. You know, so it was difficult in some of these, you know, aspects of the history to put together the pieces. And I've done some of it, but I wanted to make sure that this was recorded in a book, so anyone that has family connected to the area that's able to see what a wonderful history it is.
And I have to ask, just because I'm just naturally curious and I'm a bit of a rascal, I'm going to assume that most of the stuff in here is absolute gospel and it's history. How much you think is a little bit of stretching of the truth and a few tales that have been told and reworked over the years?
Oh, I tried to keep it truthful, but,
okay,
you know, it's, like I say, some of it, who knows?
Yeah, the stories that you heard, you're assuming were the truth,
yeah,
but who knows how much that story changed over all those years. I think that's
exactly
going to be the other fun part of the book.
Yeah.
So this has really been a lifetime, a lifelong labor of love for you.
Absolutely. It's really been about 30 years that I've been collecting history, and I'm not done. Like,
okay,
I'm always looking for more pictures, more stories, more information. So might be that there's another edition coming out later.
I would call that a coffee table book. That's something that you go on and display and just leave it out there instead of putting away on a shelf. And it's full of a lot of great stories and pictures as well. It's going to be a walk down memory lane for folks that were born and raised in the Harrison area.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Grant, and again, Nutsy's, you can get the book at Nutsy's. The website is?
TheHarrisonHistory.com, all one word.
Okay, and we've got about 2 minutes left, Grant, so I don't want to cut you off. What haven't we talked about that you really want folks to know about this book?
Well, I think we covered a lot of it. I guess, you know, just the fact that, you know, there's really never been anything put together like this. Even though I did that first edition, this one is so much better, you know. So there's just so many stories in there that you know, people might not be aware of. And, you know, Harrison has such a very colorful history.
Yeah.
And so many pieces to it. So it's just really interesting. You know, some people might not enjoy history, and that's okay. And you know, the other thing I didn't mention, even if they don't want to purchase a book, the library does have two.
Oh, okay.
So if they want to go to the library,
okay,
and just read it, I don't think it can be checked out. I think it's in the reference section, but go there and read it, page through it, and check it out.
And let's face it, Harrison's not that big a place. There haven't been that many people born and raised in Harrison that would have an interest in it. So this is not something that's going to really pad your wallet that much. This really is a labor of love. And I think that's going to make it even more appreciated by the people that are going to look at it.
Yeah, that was my biggest motivator. Like I said, I wanted to make sure I could share all this information. So if anybody does have a connection to the area through family or whatnot, or has a love for the area, that they can just see what it's all about, how Harrison began.
I think it'd be a great thing for Nutsies and yourself and anybody else with some interest, maybe have a night, maybe a Friday night for a fish fry, but they're probably swamped on Friday nights for fish fry. But some other night of the week, get together at Nutsies, have a drink, have something good to eat, and talk about the old days in Harrison and feature this book. I think that'd be a fantastic night out.
Well, the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is on April 12th, Friday, April 12th,
okay.
I'm going to be there in the afternoon, 1:30 in the afternoon, and I'll be there available to sign any books.
Oh, good.
Or talk history.
Make sure that you tell the folks out in the office before you leave to get that on the community calendar so we can remind people about that between now and then, too, okay?
Perfect.
Grant Vormans, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. I know people are going to really love this book, especially with the people that have deep roots here in the area, Lincoln County and Harrison specifically. So good luck on the book. I hope it sells a ton, and I hope you and the kids enjoy a great spring break.
Yes, we will. Thank you, Jeff.
Have your best weekend, Grant.
All right.
All right, and I got to come back and close down the Sunrise Show, and I'm going to do that right after this break.